The first session is actually Judge Hervey and myself about the intersection of science and the law. I'm not going to introduce myself, but I am going to introduce Judge Hervey. She got her Bachelor of Arts from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and her Juris Doctor from St. Mary's School of Law. She spent 5 years in private practice and then was an appellate attorney at the Bexar County DA's office for 16 years. She was elected to the court in 2000. She founded the Texas Criminal Justice Integrity Unit and has been the chair of the court's grant committee for over 20 years. The grant has managed over $30 million per biennium to train judges, attorneys, and their staff. Judge Hervey has organized many continuing legal education courses, including being the co-host of this one. She's currently the co-chair of the Permanent Texas Judicial Commission on Mental Health, is a senior advisory board member for the Center for Statistics and Applications of Forensic Evidence, and she has many other memberships and accolades. She was also a commissioner on the National Commission for Forensic Science. Judge Hervey, would you like to begin? Okay.
Thank you, Carson. Good morning. I never do papers anymore. I've got enough stuff to do that I don't have time. But it's always entertaining to me when I speak and the evaluations come and people say, I hated your paper or it sucked or whatever. I always enjoy those. But so I don't do them anymore. But I want to know, well, first of all, I like to brag about the state of Texas with regard to forensic science. We are fortunate to have the Texas Forensic Science Commission. I'll talk about them a little bit. But we lead the nation in what we're doing training-wise. Now, having said that, are we doing enough? No, we're not. And we will continue to work toward the goal of everybody learning some science. Now, I will tell you the way I got involved in all of this in the first place is when I was in law school, my then fiance and I had a visitor from Atlanta, and we were on the Riverwalk in San Antonio, crossing over on the Crockett Street Bridge, about 10:30 at night. They were slow. I was already down the other side of the bridge, and then I went back up, and lo and behold, we got robbed at gunpoint. And there were three people, and one was in the car, one was pacing on the far side of the car, and then there was the nice guy with the gun that came to rob us. They got $13. But anyway, it was a frightening experience. And we knew where there usually was a police officer on the Riverwalk. We ran down to talk to him humorously. There were three ladies of the evening talking to the police officer, screaming at him, actually, because they said, you know, they had been robbed, too. And, of course, their John had long disappeared. But this officer called detectives. They did a show up. And it was about, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes after the robbery. And that detective pressed us to identify all three people. And I said, nah, I can't do that. So I was particularly bothered by the fact that this police practice was occurring and thought, might be something wrong with witness ID. And that's how I got involved. Now, am I ever going to be a scientist? Am I a scientist? Absolutely not. And do we expect any of you to be scientists? If you are, great. But you don't have to be a scientist to learn what you need to do with the science. And that's why the court is so involved in training. Now, how many of you are both trial and appellate lawyers? Okay, that's cool. Well, you know, the court has a case, Hernandez, I believe it is, and that case says that the science has to come in at trial. That doesn't mean the appellate people don't have to deal with it, so everybody has to deal with it. We are seeing more and more stuff in the science world with writs. We're getting a lot of stuff with writs. So we are also learning a lot about science and expert testimony. And I was on the National Commission for Forensic Sciences. There were only 30 commissioners. It was a very interesting 3 years. All kinds of people on there. Peter Neufeld was on there of the Neufeld and Baryshek combo.